This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. You're having a nice little Tuesday. I've got some answers from Pilot Bro.
All right. What do we got?
Well, so the first question we asked was, can planes make up time in the air if they're delayed on the ground? It seems like they do that.
Yeah, they get told, yeah, we're going to try to make up our time for you once we're up at cruising altitude.
The answer, he says, is no.
Oh, so they're lying to us.
He says maybe 5 to 10 minutes, depending on the length of flight and shortcuts. Flying faster only makes up a few minutes.
Well, then why are they lying to us, saying that they're making up time?
Well, they are. They're not lying. 5 to 10 minutes is making up time.
I feel like they're placating us. I feel like they know they've screwed us over, and they're just trying to calm the Hindu cows, telling us to settle down.
It's possible.
I don't like that at all.
More importantly, I asked him, are you allowed to, once you're on autopilot, can you just pull out your phone and like check scores and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing up there?
Send nudes to the hots.
And he said, yeah, you can if the plane has Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
He said he has asked air traffic controllers for scores before, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
But you're not really supposed to. Like, you can't just. Like, he said it never happens where somebody pulls out their laptop and starts watching a show.
No?
No, but he said they do read.
Well, again, I got questions. If they can read, why can't they pull out their phone?
Different? That's a great question. I think it's just maybe habit or Wi-Fi.
Is he just not wanting to admit? And is it one of those where you have to make sure you have a cool second officer? Like, if you've got Johnny biting the ass next to you, but if you got someone that's cool, if you got like Surf Pilot up there, he's like, bruh, turn on that new White Lotus.
Well, I'll be able to confirm this with the second pilot text that I sent out. He has not responded yet.
So. Yeah, because I feel like he's dancing around the answer, which is, yeah, we can do it. I don't think he wants to admit that that's what he's doing.
Oh, yeah, we all do it all the time.
Exactly.
We barely pay attention now.
Yeah, you probably can't say that, can you?
Well, you know cops. I know enough officers where what they tell you goes on and what really goes on are two vastly different things. But you have to keep up, you got to keep up appearances.
Yeah. If you get in to know the cops, you will begin to understand that not every day is perilous.
Thank you.
There's a lot of down, like it's like you think, oh my God, I got to deal with that and this, and there could be a shooting. Yeah, I mean, like,
A lot of downtime.
I mean, a lot.
Lots.
To the point where, like, they're like, oh, my God. And they just, well, I got to be careful, but you know what I mean.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm just, and I think pilots are that same way. Not every flight is, you know, you're white-knuckling that thing in from Burbank in horrible conditions.
Well, the YouTube points out that reading doesn't involve noise, so you could read and still hear alarms go off, whereas if you're watching something, fair, you're probably watching something with sound.
That's fair.
Really?
Yeah. Just, I mean, there difference. Are protocols, I would hope.
I'm willing to guess that if I'm watching something at a reasonable volume and a warning bell goes off in the airplane, I'm not like, was that part of the show? Let's give these pilots some credit, for God's sakes.
I don't know if that I want to.
You want to hold them to a high standard?
Yes!
No, I'll get you. If you're pushing 10 down on the ground and you're in the air controllers, that guy needs to be Johnny on the spot, but... Captain Race O'Bannon up there flying the Horizon flight for the 8,000,000th time. I think if that guy wants to watch an episode of Desperate Housewives, my man, have at it.
No, that's
I'm
when,
fine.
That's when accidents happen. Right there. Let your guard down once, 200 people dead.
I don't know how some of those jobs... I knew a guy that worked at a paper mill back in the day. He's a teacher now. And his whole responsibility was to monitor the system so that, like, a pressure didn't, like, build up and, like, explode. And so he just sat there, like, overnight. And that was his whole job, was to just stare at some monitor. And if something were to go wrong, like, he had to, like, vent it. There was, like, a sequence of buttons he had to press, and that was it. And then crisis averted and call some engineer to come look at it the next day. And I was like, oh, my God. And you did that for how many years? I would have fallen asleep 17,000 times. Because what are the off chances that happens? Like, if you're on missile watch at NORAD, there was
it's like being in charge of the nukes?
Exactly. You're just sitting there day after day after day.
Isn't a bunch of ladies down there?
How many days before you're like, I don't care?
Didn't they say that? Didn't they say, like...
Yeah, there was a story.
There was an ABC story that they did, and they were all women.
And it turned out, like, they weren't locking doors. Like, someone was just walking into the missile silo, and people were like, oh, yeah, well, we've been doing this for 12 years, and guess what? We've never launched a nuke, and we're not going to. I'm guessing jobs like that become so monotonous that you just... You zone out, and that's when you watch some TV.
Yeah, let's do that.
I say give the pilots a break. You guys want to watch something, you want to read a book, have at it. We'll be fine.
Here's the second pilot he's in, right on cue. So I asked him the exact same question. When you're delayed on the ground, can you make up time in the air? He said, in theory, most of the time, you can.
Well, that's different than what the first guy said.
I know.
But he said, in theory.
In theory. He said, airplanes to have max structural speed limits, but they can often push it up, but it will cost fuel. They can also cut corners, but ATC has to allow that. Generally, I'd say yes, but there are considerations. So it's kind of the same thing.
So they're telling us
shortcuts, and you can ramp it up, but it's only going to save 5 to 10 minutes.
So most of the time they don't.
And the other thing that the YouTube points out is that there's often a slot that they're supposed to be landing there anyways.
Right.
So like you could get there, but then just have to circle.
Yeah, that's fair, too. Mm. So Oregon and Liberty. Did you know that Oregon Liberty is the last game off Friday night?
I did not know.
Well, you should have known because our show.
We're off at 6:40 for it. I didn't know that was the last game. I figured it was one of the last games.
I do know.
I think it's the last one.
I like how you've now gone back on saying that it is the last one to you think it's the last one.
Yeah, I think it's the last one. They are two of 16 schools to make both the men's and women's tournaments and a bowl game this season.
Oh.
How about that?
That's tasty.
Isn't that exciting?
That is exciting.
You guys excited
what
right
an
now?
Exciting time.
Take that for data.
Go what Ducks. An exciting the time.
Oh, I knew you were going to ask that.
Boo.
I don't know.
And you are correct, by the way. That game is at 7:10.
Last game.
Liberty, Oregon.
Liberty, Liberty.
Michigan State, Bryant, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Suke, did you see the interesting timing of your team's game in relation to our show?
No, what do we got?
I'm pretty sure your BY Cougars are going to be wrapping up right as we go on the air tomorrow.
Ooh. So I get to see them implode.
I think they're like a 1 o'clock or a 1:10 game. You add 2 hours to that, and we're in first Seggy territory.
Are you going to get happy Suke or bitchy Suke?
I've already just conceded the fact that we're going to lose to VCU.
What? Come on, man.
No.
You know, you're turning into a Kansas fan.
Well, no, because here's the difference. Kansas is good.
You've seen how many times we lose in the first round of the tournament? Doesn't matter if you're good.
How many national titles have you won?
Four.
Would you care to guess?
Maybe five.
Fun fact.
Four.
Who is the winningest basketball program at the Division I level to never been to a Final Four?
Well, there's a difference between losing in the first round and not going to a Final Four. Is there
who
not?
Is the winningest program to never
well,
have been
I'm
to a Final Four?
Well, I'm guessing it's BYU, but no Thank one cares you. About that.
This is what we
You're
do.
Going to beat VCU.
I don't think we are. No.
Longest active tournament streak. Care to guess?
Probably Kansas. Duke?
Kansas.
Yeah.
35.
Did Duke miss one?
35?
Yes.
Jeez, that's impressive.
And do you know why it's not more?
I don't.
You're going to love this.
What happened?
In 1988, Kansas won the national championship.
Danny and the Miracles.
The very next year, Roy Williams took over because mm-hmm. Larry Brown left because he got him on probation.
Oh.
So they didn't go to the tournament in Roy's first year.
For probies?
Because Larry just won a title and was like, yep, see ya. Larry was buying kids plane tickets and stuff.
I love that back in the day that was...
I know.
Right, a plane ticket or two.
Yeah, got him on probation.
God.
So ever since then, they've gone to the tournament. Michigan State, 27 straight. Gonzaga, 26 straight.
All right.
And then it goes all the way down to Purdue at 10 straight.
Where are the Dukies? When did Duke miss?
Well, Duke had some down years.
Really?
But missing the tournament down years, I don't feel like I can remember a time that that happened.
Let's take a look.
Like, I just...
I remember Calipari and, like, Kentucky missing a tournament and then losing because they lost in the NIT afterwards.
I do not remember Coach K missing a tournament, but maybe that's just... We're just clouded by the...
He didn't go in... 2020, well, 2020 didn't have a tournament. The next year, 2021, they didn't go.
Huh. I mean, I don't know. Kansas jumped off the page at me because they're there every year, but I would have thought Duke was right there with them.
So Krzyzewski, is that his name?
Well, yeah, it's Coach K.
What's the guy's name?
I think that's what it is.
Okay, so he missed the tournament in his first three seasons at Duke in the 80s.
Yeah, he talks about that in modern times he would have been fired.
They almost fired him.
Yeah, he would have been allowed to hang around.
And then he went to the tournament a bunch, missed it in 1995, but he only coached 12 of the games. I don't know what happened in 1995. Must have been sick or something. I don't know.
Who knows?
And then he went to it a bunch, and then you get to COVID, and he missed it one of the years in there, and then, you know, his last... 4 years have been back there, and now they're 31-3. And of course, he's gone. But John Shire is
Turns out the program was okay after he left. Pretty good.
Okay. So let's get.
Oh, that's right. Someone said Coach K had the back surgery.
Is that what it was?
I remember that. Yeah.
Let's get to some hot. Yeah, you're watching TGL, aren't you?
I like that Buck is whispering in our ears.
Well, Rob's been doing that to me the last couple days.
Hot TGL. All I heard was Big Miss. Who was it? Cantley?
Cantley. It allows him to split
Big
the
miss.
Hole at the bay.
I
Big
thought
miss.
Buckley was like telling us something important, like
Breaking
something
news.
To go to break or whatever. I just heard a whisper.
No, we pushed the first hole of the TGL playoff.
Yes!
Big Miss by Cantley.
We pushed. Let's go. Our money's on the Bay Club tonight. Don't act like you're not interested.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
So we'll get to some prop bets, tourney prop bets next on The Fan. Every time I hear Rick Riz getting hit with a baseball.
Yeah.
Swing and a barrel.
That. The seal noise. It stands out more and more every time. Like, what was he.
No
like, what is that?
No one really knows.
Like, did he double over and he was coughing? Like, what is that?
I
it's so odd. Like when you hear it in full, it doesn't really stand out.
Yeah.
Swing and a barrel.
Whoops. Sorry.
Swing and a barrel.
Well, it does in that clip, but I mean, like when you hear the whole thing,
what we need is the video of it, and I don't think there is video. Otherwise, we would have seen it by now. I think it's like you're hunkering down, getting ready. I think you see it coming. Right? Because if you listen to the beginning of it, he knows it's on its way.
You want the whole clip again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now the set by Vargas. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul.
Did it get you? Did it get you?
Yeah.
So
the soft wisp, I mean...
Yeah, well, that's the painful.
Ricky.
Yeah. So what happened was he's calling the play. I feel pretty confident about this. And it's like, oh, here's a foul ball. And then he realizes it's coming its way. And so now he's bracing. And he's probably ducking, which is where you get the rustling. And then it hits him. And that's where you get the, like he got hit and he's trying not to fall over. And then we get the whisper. So I think it's just, it's a rustling and a hunkering down, like you're taking cover. And then there's the
like a seal.
The second, that's when you get hit. That's him taking it off the dome.
Do you think if we send him tape of us talking about his incident, how pissed do you think he would be?
Very pissed.
Yeah.
I don't think
Rick, send him tape.
I don't think Rick Riz has a great sense of humor. About it.
Oh, come on, Minwoo, you God.
And that's a shame because if you do get hit in the head and you do have that sort of reaction, you should just lean into it and embrace it.
Yeah.
You put on your little helmet, your little John O'Root helmet. But there's two types of people in this world, those who can make fun of themselves and those that cannot. And
that's fair.
And look, let's be honest, a lot of people in media cannot laugh at themselves.
It's a bad place to be if you can't laugh at yourself. Yeah.
They take themselves very... Like, you think Stephen A. Smith laughs at himself?
No. Caitlin Clark is white!
So I've got some props here. Tournament props. These were put together by betonline.ag. What will happen first? Bill Raftery says onions, or Kevin Harlan says bang.
That's a real prop that you can bet on.
Yeah, -140 bang.
Yeah, I think
onions +100.
I think the bang.
Kevin Harlan, the bang, by the way. Breen's thing. That's Harlan?
Yeah, it's Kevin Harlan.
Huh. Kevin Harlan, by the way, national treasure.
He's great.
He's awesome.
Yes.
Will Drake pick Drake to win the national championship? Yes. 25-1. That's not a bad bet. You know Drake will pick Drake.
I saw that Drake making the tournament over Lamar was the first win that the rapper Drake has caught in a year.
I also saw, too, that the West Virginia coach has just left to take the Indiana job. He's only been there for 1 year, and he came from Drake.
Yeah.
And there is a great clip of him at the West Virginia press conference saying that Drake was a very special place, and it took a lot to get him out of Drake, and he's not going anywhere. Like he really went on about how West Virginia, it was just such a good job, and that's the only reason he left Drake a year later.
And he will say the exact same thing tomorrow.
Deuces!
By the way, Chipper Jones is at tonight's TGL match.
What?
Whose side is he on?
You mean Larry?
Larry Jones. Yeah. Look at him.
Oh, yeah.
Looks kind of old.
He looks very red.
Still got the...
still soul patching it.
Yeah, he's got the little goatee there.
Yeah. I still hate him, too.
God, what a ball player.
Yeah.
Well, who's he rooting for? Is he on the Jupiter side? He's
I don't know. I wish we had the sound on. No, maybe we should go to it
he's
live.
He's wearing the Atlanta gear.
Oh, is he?
I mean, he's on Atlanta Drive guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, why wouldn't we? I mean, Georgia. Of course, he played in Atlanta.
I guess I was thinking this was Jupiter, not Atlanta.
And
but
he's
if it's Atlanta,
a country
it's
bumpkin
him.
Anyways. He's a redneck.
Who will President Trump pick to win?
Oh, is he picking a
Does
bracket?
Does he even do a bracket?
I don't know.
Obama used to. I don't
he's
know.
He's just
going to
pick whoever
I thought the president always does.
He'll just pick whoever kisses his ass. What coach is a Trumper? Dude, that guy someone that... You know,
Auburn's on the list.
Yeah, Bruce Pearl's big conservative dude he tweets about political stuff that's conservative. I say Bruce Pearl and Auburn.
They're 4-1. The Florida Gators are 2.5-1
mm-hmm.
or 1.5-1. Sorry, Florida Gators almost even money because he's from Florida.
Sure.
St. John's, there's a good bet.
Is Pitino?
You telling me Rick Pitino and he aren't rubbing elbows?
I don't know.
Playing golf.
I'm just trying to think if whoever is the conservative. Whatever coach has come out and worn a MAGA hat, that's who Trump's going to vote for. I guess he'll pick. I'm trying to see if are there any conservative coaches. Billy Donovan, but that's not,
He's not a college
coach. I Googled Republican basketball coaches, and I guess Billy Donovan's is a big one.
Which mascot will advance the farthest? The Bulldogs...
Okay, so you got
+550.
You got Gonzaga, you got Georgia,
Drake,
Mississippi State,
Bryant, and Yale.
Yeah.
You've got the Tigers at -1,000. That's Auburn, Clemson, Missouri. Memphis, or Missouri.
Yeah. I'll take the Tigers.
Okay.
That's a better group of teams.
Which mascot will advance the farthest? Wildcats or Cougars? Wildcats being Arizona, Kentucky.
Yeah. Cougs.
Cougs being BYU, Houston, or SIU Edwardsville.
Yeah, not going to be BYU, but Houston's good. I'll take the Cougs.
Yeah, the Cougs are -250, though.
Yeah.
You got to pay a hefty price.
That's no good.
And then you have this battle, the Spartans, Aggies, Eagles, or Rams? Spartans, Michigan State, Norfolk State. Aggies, Utah State, Texas A&M. Eagles, American or Marquette. Or the Rams, VCU of Colorado State. That's not a bad little play. Spartans. Plus 1,400 for the Rams.
I was going to say, what's Sparty getting? Because
minus 250.
Well, again, because
of Michigan State.
Because of Michigan State. I said the play there is Michigan State, but there's no value in minus 250. The correct angle, like you said, is you're just taking a little flyer there. Lay a sub buck down on the Rams.
Would you like to bet on an all-SEC Final Four?
No, I would not. That's not going to happen.
Plus 2,500.
I mean, I guess Stranger Things, but anytime we hear about, like, whether it was the Big East or now the SEC or the Big 12 gets this, whenever you hear that, like, one conference is the end-all to be-all, it never goes well for that conference, right? 14 teams, watch half of them be gone by the first weekend. There'll be, like, one team makes the Final Four, and then everyone will freak out and yell about how the SEC sucks. I just feel like the leagues very rarely live up to the hype.
How many seeded upsets will happen in the round of 64? So this is just 9 through 16 seeds.
Mm-hmm.
The over-under is 10.5.
I have no idea, by the way. What's the average?
That's a great question.
Probably 11 or 10.
I have seen people say that this is the strongest group of those that we've seen in a while. But then you also hear about how top-heavy the ones and twos are.
About 8 per year is the average.
8 per year? So you're going to say, we're going to get more than average. I don't know. Why not? That might be a fun one just to take because we want upsets. Upsets are fun. So that might be, just throw 10 bucks down on, have a little whimsy.
And what will be the highest seed to reach the Final Four? What would you like to bet?
I'll take a 9 seed.
Okay. They're 16-1. Not a bad play.
Yeah. Remember, never take anything above an 11. Doesn't happen. You want something that sweet spot is that 8-11 range. In fact, I don't think have we ever had a 12?
I think 11 is the highest.
I think 11 is the lowest.
I want to say.
Yeah. We've got a couple 11s. We had George Mason was one of them.
Or highest. Yeah. Highest.
I hate the highest lower thing. It's the worst.
Yeah, it's bullsh. Well, those are some odds for you. Some props for you guys out there.
It's kind of fun.
In sports land. Winning conference, SEC, ACC, Big 12, Big 10, Big East, West Coast.
Well, again, odds are, I mean, winning is, you're betting on anything other than the SEC. You're sitting, they got 14 damn teams in there.
No, the team that wins it.
Oh, the team that wins it.
SEC minus 110, ACC plus 325, that's Duke.
Yeah.
Because another team ain't winning it.
What was the SEC odds?
Minus 110, Big 12 plus 350. There's your value there.
That's the value.
Houston.
Yeah.
Arizona.
Yeah. The ACC, you're only getting Duke.
Big Ten's 10-1. I mean, Michigan State, I guess.
Yeah, I don't buy the Big Ten. Not that I watched.
Oregon.
Not that I watched a ton of Big Ten basketball, but I watched enough of it because of Oregon.
God, we lost again, Buck.
Minwoo just let it run down his leg.
He's killing us.
Tell me who you're impressed with in the Big Ten.
Big Ten.
Sparty, and that's about
Wisconsin,
it.
Wisconsin, they a little bit.
They can't shoot.
The other Michigan thing State. Against Wisconsin, they played 4 straight games to get to their conference championship, and then they play an early game in Denver at altitude on Thursday.
That. Yeah, keep an eye on that. That was one of those people. There's like 4 teams that are like that on short rest and having to go play in altitude.
Yeah, because they got games in Denver, and there's another site that has...
Is it New Mexico or something like that?
Are they playing in New Mexico?
I don't know. There is another kind of secondary site where it's
up there a little bit. Yeah, I saw Michigan State play Oregon twice, I just was never, I just was never overly impressed with what Michigan State had. I mean, they grind out wins, but same thing. They just go through long stretches, and maybe it's just the style that they play is a little boring, but I just was never, I was never floored by what the Big Ten brought to the table.
Wisconsin is 121st in three-point shooting.
Yeah.
Michigan State, 327th.
And those are your two best teams in the Big Ten.
In three-point shooting.
Yeah.
Which isn't everything, but I mean...
It's a lot.
You do need to make some three... I mean, you got to knock down some shots.
Especially if you're having to come from behind, right? I mean, if you're Michigan State or Wisconsin... You better not fall down early. And like that was when Oregon came back from like, 17 down against Wisconsin? Remember that?
Yeah.
It's because Wisconsin couldn't hit a freaking shot to save their life.
This text mentions Illinois as a sleeper. They kind of are a sleeper. Do you have you followed what happened with them?
Not really.
So they were pretty nasty early in the year. Mm-hmm. They have this freshman, this kid. He'll play in the NBA. He's I forget where he's from. He's from overseas. But those guys got ravaged by injuries and sickness, mm-hmm. and they're kind of all healthy now.
Yeah.
And nobody's talking about them. Yeah. So Illinois, you know, it's an interesting sleeper because I don't know what their seed is. 6 or 7, maybe?
I saw Illinois play one time, and that was when they played Oregon, and they beat the
living
hell.
They were great.
Out of the Ducks.
That was back. That was before the S hit the fan with them.
Yeah.
But that team could be dangerous. They have a good coach. They have good play. They just, they've kind of had a weird year like that.
Mm.
So watch out for Illinois.
I don't know anything about Illinois other than that game was like, holy cow.
Who they
cow.
Playing?
I'm scrolling here to take a look and see.
Nobody's talking about Illinois.
It's yet to be determined. They're going to get one of the 6-11 games.
They get Texas or Xavier.
Uh-oh.
Texas. Okay. So they're the 6 playing.
Never mind. They're going down. All right. More delicious tournament stuffing later. In the news is coming up next. Man, we have to bury the Eugene Emerald today.
Pour some out.
They're leaving.
Didn't we already lose the Salem Kaiser volcanoes and now this?
You'd be correct.
Mm.
It's rough.
It is rough.
For you minor league baseball fans. We'll get to that next. Here's Buck.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Bo was out at the players doing the Duval chant again.
Who was?
The coach of the Jags now. He's the guy
Duval.
That...
Duval!
You're kidding. No. He was at the players' chant.
He was at the players with his wife, and he was like doing selfie bits in front of the, you know, the green there going, Duval!
Duval!
Yeah,
is that about? I don't even...
Duval County is where the Jaguars play. It's in Jacksonville, and apparently it's...
It's kind of like
it's like a rallying cry,
or when like certain area codes like rep their number rather than their city, like 503 instead of Portland or whatever. It's their county, and that's how they identify.
Is he a douche or cool?
No, he's a douche.
He's a douche.
He's a douche.
Okay, It is. By the way, Michael Vick is at TGL tonight too. Oh, wow. I mean, the stars are out
again. I
know Celine Dion.
We have got to find a way to record it. Listening to you two dip S's during the break.
Hell yeah!
This is a real conversation that happens right here. Buck's like, I think I should just drop the hammer right now. Rob, I don't know. It's kind of a long putt. No, drop the hammer. They're dropping the hammer.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. They didn't accept the hammer, those little bitches. These are real conversations.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's exactly
that's right.
That's how that went down.
Between the two of you.
So Atlanta's up 2-1 now. Our Bay boys got one back.
And so Cantley's killing us right now. He's killing us.
No, Cantley's on the other team. Minwoo is killing us.
That's what it was.
If you're going to make fun of us,
Cantley's killing them.
That's right. Minwoo is killing us.
Can't make a putt, bitch.
Did he overcook this one too? Oh no, that's pretty nice.
That's pin high. Okay. That's pin high.
That's tasty right there, boys.
Nice shot.
That's,
shot. Yeah. Did you see Tommy Fleetwood, what he said last night? You know he missed a big putt.
No, I didn't.
Cost us the bet. You know, he said he was gutted.
I'm sure he was. He was gutted over his arcade golf tournament. I'm sure.
Well, he had a long, heartfelt Twitter post about it.
He posted about it.
All you need to know about this stupid thing is Tiger Woods literally grabbed the wrong club and hit it 100 yards short and was like,
Tiger!
Also, in one of the official shots, their technology tracked Fleetwood's divot rather than the ball, and everyone's like, what?
Even though there is no divot because, well, it's not real grass.
No, it's real grass. They have divots.
Oh, they do? I thought they were hitting off of the turf.
Well, they hit off different surfaces depending on where the... Oh.
But it's always real grass.
Yeah.
Oh, it looked like the rough looked like synthetic grass.
Well,
the
rough, I don't think so.
The rough
you
might
don't
be.
Have real... You can't have all this real grass. That's not real grass.
No, but just watch where they...
Where they hit it from, it is.
Now we got you roped in.
Oh, God. This is...
They were showing a Cantley chip from the rough, and there's sand underneath it.
This is my fault. This is what pisses me off.
Hey, look at this.
I refuse to engage.
They brought sand from Augusta National, damn it.
I am not engaging. I am not.
It's a big hole here.
No. This is why I'm turning my back to it, and I'm going to pretend that I don't hear any of you two morons talking about this.
Oh, you're such a little bitch. March 18, 2025, time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll try to keep it focused for you while I watch.
Please.
DGL.
Please.
It's brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. It is National Sloppy Joe Day, one of the worst inventions of all time.
Couldn't tell you the last time I had a man.
Those are disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Oh,
why
they're delicious. Come on.
Why did we eat those?
I don't know.
Because they were cheap?
Well, it's the same thing like when you're eating SpaghettiOs.
I mean, you're kind of mixing meat with ketchup, right? Or something like it.
It's sort of barbecue.
Kids love it.
Another miss by Cantley.
That's right.
Dude, Sloppy Joes are for the people that can't figure out how to make a meatloaf. And even meatloaf is dodgy at best.
I can't stand meatloaf. Now do you guys like meatloaf?
I do.
Look, meatloaf done right.
Yeah.
Is
really good meatloaf?
Yeah.
Just the other day, you were talking about having a meatloaf sandy at Jerry's, right?
Jerry's does make a fine meatloaf sandwich. I will give them that. It's a nice Texas toast, slice of cheese on there. It's delightful. Meatloaf is hit and miss. I'm going to say for every two good meatloafs you get, you're going to get 10 meatloafs. You're like, what am I doing?
Yeah, meatloaf. That's why I don't eat meatloaf.
It is fun, though.
You better tell me it's a damn good meatloaf before I eat it.
And that's why, like, if I ever see meatloaf on the menu, the first thing I do is ask the server, all right, talk to me about this meatloaf. And unless they give me a raving review about the meatloaf, it's right out. But when you do order it, it is kind of fun because then you get to do the wedding crab. Ma! The meatloaf! Which just kind of adds a little whimsy to your loaf.
Rory McIlroy in attendance.
Well, he's an investor.
You are not going to get me to engage. I'm done.
It is also Forgive Mom and Dad Day. So forgive your parents. Yeah. They were just trying to do the best they could
under the
circumstances.
I have apologized to my kids a million times and used that exact thing. You know what, kids? I was doing my best. It's all, trust me. The time
well, I think
the best
kids,
I had to offer.
Kids know that. We all have parents. We all know our parents. Well, not all of our parents were trying to do their best, but... No.
Well, and some parents, unfortunately, can't pull their head out of their ass and admit that they screwed up. It doesn't mean you were bad. It just means that you weren't great at it. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, after 70-plus years, the Eugene Emeralds announced today that they are looking for a new home, Jace. They are leaving.
If I'd ever seen the Eugene Emeralds play, I would be sad about this.
Well, it's a big deal down there. I mean, they've been around a long time.
Yeah. I worked for them for a summer.
Of course.
Ryan Buckley is an alumni.
The Ryan Buckley, the 7 degrees of Ryan Buckley never cease to amaze.
Well, this shouldn't be that surprising. It was a baseball fan who went to school in Eugene. So yeah. Stay there for the summer, work for the team.
So they tried to get a deal. So, you know, a couple years ago, the same thing happened to Salem Kaiser Volcanoes.
Yeah, it's the minor leagues.
MLB changed the protocol, so their stadiums had to be refitted to the new protocol. And Hillsborough had to go through this too, the Hops. But they got theirs done. Salem left, and now Eugene has been trying to get PK Park to be retrofitted to fit Major League Baseball standards. They couldn't get the funding for that, and then they were going to do a fairgrounds upgrade, and they couldn't get the final funding in place for that.
It's kind of just...
And now they're like, well, we're out of here.
Yeah.
So they're going to play at PK Park with the Ducks, share that until the, because that's what they do now.
Yeah.
And they will do that for the next, they anticipate playing there this year and probably having to play there again next year.
And then
they'll
move somewhere to a new ownership group.
They'll be in Salina.
Hey, minor league teams do great in places like Salina.
Sometimes, yeah. If you do it right. If you could play this time of year.
That's true.
So rest in peace.
Well, that sucks. I don't like it because if you're from Eugene, and I don't know, do they draw well down there, Buck?
I think they're a big deal down there, aren't they?
I mean, their old stadium, I worked there before the whole thing burned down, the Civic Stadium burned down. So that thing was tiny. They probably average 3,000 people a night, something like that.
Would you like to guess the two Hall of Fame alumni from the Emeralds? Two baseball Hall of Famers.
Played
in Eugene, and they were both back in the day, back in the olden days.
I don't know.
In the 70s.
No idea. What teams?
Phillies and...
Ooh, was it Mike Schmidt?
Yes, Mike Schmidt.
Look at me, Emeralds alum. I remember my stuff.
And then the Reds, I think, or maybe he was Phillies too. I can't remember where he pitched. I got to look it up.
Rob Dibble.
Rob Dibble's not.
Dibble was, he's not a Hall of Famer, but he was a Emerald.
Oh.
Jim Bunning.
Oh, okay.
Who did he pitch for the Phillies?
I want to say that was the Reds, but.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Ooh, okay. Sook, text line is in. Jerry's has Sloppy Joe's on the menu.
Well, no, they don't.
According to the text line, they do.
Oh.
I don't think that's accurate.
You said that it has a meatloaf sandwich.
They do have a meatloaf sandwich.
Yeah. I think maybe he's. Yeah, you might be thinking the same thing.
You might be confused. I spend way too much time there. I've never seen a Sloppy Joe.
Other Eugene Emeralds alum include John Rocker, Corey Kluber, and Oscar Gamble, who once profoundly uttered, and I quote, "They don't think it be like it is, but it do."
One of the great quotes of all time.
Of all time.
A story tradition. At the Eugene Emeralds. I'm just sad because, like, if you were down there and you like going to those games, minor league sports are great. Like, I go to Pickles games. I would go to more Hops games. It's just, it's a bridge too far for me. Hillsborough, you might as well, like, be at the coast for me. That's just too far out there. But the Pickles, I love going to the Pickles games. Minor league sports are great. Winterhawks, the Pickles, those are fun. And they become part of the community, especially if you've been around for that long. So that stinks.
Did you know that the Eugene Emeralds were featured in Bull Durham?
Really?
For their throwback uniforms were in that movie.
What were their throwback uniforms?
It says here that the Eugene Emeralds featured in the movie Bull Durham are known for their green and white throwback uniforms. The movie features a Bull Durham-inspired twist on the jacket worn by Emeralds pitchers, and the team has offered game-worn throwback green jerseys for auction.
Huh.
That's from AI.
I have seen Bull Durham so many times, and I don't ever recall seeing them play the...
Maybe AI is wrong. You know, AI can be finicky.
Huh. So they're saying that they didn't play, because they played real... They played like the Asheville Tourists were in that. They played, and the Durham Bulls are a real minor league team, which was the team that was centered on. So are they saying that the Eugene Emeralds were in that, or they just were inspired, their uniforms?
Or like the costume people just liked those uniforms the best, so they used them?
Hey, I Googled something else, and guess what AI says now?
What?
The Eugene Emeralds, a minor league baseball team, are not featured in the movie Bull Durham.
No!
What the hell?
Fake news.
I'm just saying, that was one of those, like, I've seen that movie enough, I feel like I would maybe remember that.
Yeah, I think...
Bull Durham is a phenomenal movie.
Great movie. Yeah, it just says here that they had a Bull Durham-inspired jacket. So that guy was way off who texted that in. All right. Well, rest in peace, Eugene Emerald. Coming up next, the world mourns on The Fan. I'd just like to report Suk is watching TGL.
No, I
right
am
now he is watching TGL.
Nope. I pivoted in my chair because the Red Wing game is on break.
This is.
You are not getting me to engage in more TGL.
This is in the news, March 18, 2025.
I will engage in ITN, though. I need my news.
Well, I've got sad news.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Sadder than the baseball stuff?
This is very sad.
And it makes me sad.
The owners of the cameras that watch Jackie and Shadow. Have you ever watched Jackie and Shadow? Do you know who that is?
No.
Famous bald eagles.
No.
They live in Big Bear.
Okay.
And there's
California.
There's a camera up there, and it's right on the nest, and so you can watch them go about their bald eagle business.
Sure.
Doing bald eagle things. Mm-hmm. Well, they just recently had three little eaglets.
I don't think, is that?
Yeah, they're called eaglets.
Are you making that up?
It may sound that way, but no.
It feels like you're making that up.
That's the right word, eaglets.
Boy, I would have bet you all my TGL winnings that was something.
There
that you
are three acceptable terms: eaglet, chick, or fledgling.
Yeah, eaglet.
Huh?
Little eaglets.
You learn something new every damn day in the news.
Well, there was a big snowstorm up there, and you know the birds, they, you know, come in and out of the nest, you know, and whatnot.
Yeah.
But the little baby birds, little eaglets, they hang out there, just wait for food because they're losers.
It's like all kids. They're basically just...
helpless.
Yeah, they're helpless.
Me, or I'll cry.
Financial and emotional drains on parents. Buck knows what.
Well, one of the eaglets died and it was on camera. They were covered in snow and... They don't know the actual cause. Yeah, they don't know, but...
Can we arrest one of the eagle parents for neglect? Is that how that works?
I don't know.
What sort of horse crap parents are these eagles?
I'll tell you what, it's pretty cool. I've tuned into that cam from time to time.
Did you know that about me, did you? Dude, you get older by the day.
I watch Jackie and Shadow.
You wake up at 4:30 in the morning and you turn on an eagle cam?
He was in here shredding documents again yesterday.
Yeah. The Jeffrey Epstein docs.
Weren't we supposed to get some Kennedy revelations today?
There's supposed to be 80,000 files released.
I've seen Jackass. I thought we were going to get something cool.
So, have you noticed that there's a lot more bald eagles out and about now? Have you been noticing more bald eagles?
I think we've
done a pretty good job on the conservation tip.
Well, I think some of the some people on the one side are saying that the bald eagles should no longer be protected, and in some places they're a menace. And
Well, they are certainly. I mean, I don't know if that's a discussion that's.
I just hear some
has people. Merit. I don't know. Yeah. But I just know that I see way more bald eagles now than I used to, and I think that's super cool.
Yes.
Like it's never not cool to see a freaking bald eagle, even if you're driving and you can't really look at it for very long. I'm just like, oh, that's a bald eagle, and that's badass.
I'll say this: any bird of prey is pretty kick-ass. I'll give you any of the raptors. Like you get a cool owl, it's just cool animals. But yes, it is nice that the bald eagle is back from the brink. And of course, now people are like, same thing with like wolves. Like we almost eradicate something to the point where there's like nothing left. And then we start to bring it back and we're like, well, we need to kill more of them.
Yeah, the ranchers don't like the wolves.
They're causing too many problems. Yeah, okay, well.
Well, for them it is.
Well, we caused problems in that we almost eliminated an entire species. But, you know, screw us.
Rest in peace, Jackie and Shadow's third eaglet. Did he shank that? What the hell?
I don't know. I wouldn't know because I'm not going to watch.
He put it in the high grass.
Yeah, he did.
My God.
By putting the high grass, you mean he put it into the screen where he hit it?
Well, yeah, but then it's in the
right
high grass.
Right after Justin Thomas gave him the last hole.
God.
Well, can't capitalize. Come on, Minwoo.
Minwoo Lee sucks.
What? Yeah, that's racist.
Sucks.
It's objective.
It's a fact.
Oh, boy.
In the news, brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com, March 18, 2025. The Hot 5 at 5 is coming up next. We had baseball today, and it's the end of an era in the NFL for one franchise. Oh, and we've got Indiana hiring a coach.
Who said he wasn't going anywhere.
And we've got the first four games going on. I mean, it's going to be awesome.
I got something on.
It's coming up next.
More importantly, TGL updates. I mean, come on.
Yeah, 2-2. 2-2. On The Fan.